USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Interstate 94 has reopened to one lane in both directions after icy conditions in western Wisconsin triggered a series of crashes and pileups that closed the interstate for much of the day starting Thursday morning. George Floyd will not be posthumously pardoned for a 2004 Houston drug charge because the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles withdrew its recommendation, saying the recommendation contained procedural errors. Revelers will still ring in the new year in New York's Times Square next week. There just won't be as many of them as usual. Viewing areas that normally accommodate about 58,000 people will be limited to about 15,000 people to allow for more distancing. And everyone in attendance must show proof of vaccination and wear a mask. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
President Biden on Thursday signed into law legislation that bans imports from China's Xinjiang region over concerns about forced labor. The Uyghurs Forced Labor Prevention Act is part of the United States' pushback against Beijing's treatment of China's Uyghur Muslim minority, which Washington has labeled as genocide. Angry Chinese condemnation followed the announcement. Many lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are coming down with COVID-19.
Congress is in the middle of a COVID outbreak. Democratic Senator Chris Coons, the latest lawmaker to test positive. The Delaware senator, close to President Biden, had been double vaccinated and received his booster shot. Other lawmakers who have recently tested positive include House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, all of them Democrats. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for being there, and a Merry Christmas to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin on the reason for the season.
Hello, I'm United States Senator Joe Manchin. During this season of giving and reflection, Gail and I are reminded of the importance of family, the source of life's greatest joys and deepest bonds. Thanks to the resilience and innovation of the American people, our country has led the world in the creation of multiple safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines, allowing West Virginia families to safely gather together this holiday season. I encourage any and every West Virginian who has not received the COVID-19 vaccine and booster shot to protect themselves, their loved ones, and their community by getting vaccinated. Despite the challenges we face this year and the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, we have so much to be grateful for. We are blessed to have a beautiful state to call home and the knowledge that we are truly a resilient statewide community who looks out for each other during good times and bad. My parents taught me that if you can count your blessings, you can share your blessings. Gail and I encourage all West Virginians to join us in praying for the safety of our fellow West Virginians, frontline workers, healthcare professionals, service members, and veterans, and thanking them for their service for our nation. Let us also pray for peace, safety, and a greater understanding of one another that brings our nation together. As this year comes to a close, let us all reflect on our many blessings.
Merry Christmas. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.